我讲。
Roll call for Wednesday, February 27th. Anderson District 2.
Here.
Anderson District 28.
Here.
Barnard.
Here.
Bebout.
Here.
Burns.
Here.
Case.
Present.
Christensen.
Here.
Coe.
Here.
Cooper.
Here.
Kraft.
Here.
Dockstader.
Here.
Driscoll.
Here.
Amrick.
Here.
Esquibel. Geis.
Here.
Hastert.
Here.
Hicks.
Hines,
Johnson,
here.
Landon,
here.
Meyer,
here.
Nicholas,
here.
Nutting,
here.
Perkins,
here.
Peterson,
here.
Rothfuss,
here.
Schiffer,
here.
Scott,
here.
Von Flatern,
here.
President Ross.
Here.
30 present.
Prayer by Reverend Veit.
It's been an honor to serve with you this year, and today I offer an amended prayer from St. Chrysostom, who lived in the 4th century. Let's pray. Almighty God, you have given us grace at this time with one accord to make our common supplication to you, and you have promised that when two or three are gathered together in your name, you will be in the midst of them. Fulfill now, O Lord, our desires and petitions, as may be best for us, and as may be best for the people of this state, granting us in this world knowledge of your truth and inspiring us to take proper action. Thank you, Lord, for the work of this Senate. Amen.
Amen. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Play ball!
Thanks, Rick. Reading, correction, approval of the journal. Will the reading clerk read the journal committee report?
Mr. President, your journal committee reports that the Journal of February the 26th, 2013, has been read and recommends that it be approved. Senator Jim L. Anderson, Chairman.
Are there any objections? There being none, the report is adopted. The doctor of the day is no one. but we do have two nurses of the day. Kimberly Glasscock and Peggy Highslope from Green River, thank you again for serving with us. The quote of the day comes from the famous quarterback Don Meredith. Turn out the lights, the party's over. We have a couple of things to do. Joining us this morning, members of the Senate, is Boise State Governor Zach Hall. Zach, if you'd stand. And the Girl State Governor, Katie Hoffensperger. Did I say that right? Pretty good. Come on up. American Legion Boys State and American Legion Auxiliary Girl State programs teach students how government works while developing leadership skill and appreciation for their rights as citizens. Zach is a 17-year-old student at Cheyenne Central High School. Go Indians. He has a 4.0 GPA and is president of the National Honor Society and a National Merit Scholars finalist. Wow. Zach has been awarded the UW Trustees Scholarship and is a finalist for the Thomas Jefferson Scholarship at the University of Virginia. He is a 3-time tennis letterman, 2-time all-state tennis player, and an academic letterman. He plans to major in mathematics. Katie is also a senior at Cheyenne Central. Just want you to know that's where my kids went to school. Although I graduated from East. She is a captain on the varsity tennis team, plays third at the state championship this year. She plans on majoring in chemical engineering. Yeah. And has also received a trustee scholarship to the University of Wyoming. Please help me in welcoming these two outstanding students to the chamber. Welcome to the Senate. If you'd like to say a few words, that'd be great.
Okay. Hi, I'm Katie. The Girl State experience was phenomenal for me. I really loved it. I got to meet a ton of girls that were all very motivated, just like I was. And for a week, the 97 delegates, including myself, we were immersed in an education of both the spirit and the function of the government of the country. When we first got there, we were placed in cities, and in those cities, we held elections for mayor and various other positions. And then we were placed in branches of government. So there was the judicial court system, the legislative house of representatives, and the legislative senate, and I was a member of the senate. And, and in the senate, we tried to keep the procedure as the actual Senate procedure would be, and we discussed and debated and voted on bills that delegates had submitted. And we also learned about the workings of political parties in elections, and there were many offices that were opened to run for, like governor, a U.S. representative, U.S. senator, and Supreme Court justice. And while the government aspect was really fascinating for me, I was most moved by the spiritual aspects of Girl State. We learned how to properly fold the American flag, and we held flag-raising ceremonies and flag-lowering ceremonies every day. We also wore red poppies, and we had many guest speakers who instilled an appreciation and an admiration for the men and women who have served and are serving the country. And it was sobering for me to really realize and understand how much other people have given up to ensure prosperous futures for youth like me. And the part that touched me the most was evening retreats. And at these retreats, we would dedicate at least half an hour to just recognizing and respecting men and women who have served the country, who have made sacrifices to better our futures. And it wasn't just the men and women who were in the military. We also recognized men and women who were in government positions, like each of you. And it was just very interesting for me. I really loved it, and it completely changed my perspective on both the country and what it has to offer for everyone. And I really loved going to Girl State, and I look forward to serving my term as governor this summer.
So, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me today. I'm just going to talk a little bit about what I got out of my Boys State experience. It was very similar to the Girls State experience with our, we had a Senate, House of Representatives, and a judicial branch that we could be a part of and that we were assigned to randomly. And I just want to talk about, I was assimilated into a situation much like you guys are. Obviously, it was just a simulation, but it was a great experience. Mutual respect was imperative in order to conduct business professionally, ethically, and effectively. I also had the opportunity to build relationships with about 85 of my peers. And these were some of the most driven, intelligent, and goal-oriented juniors I'd ever met in my life. And it inspired me because we all were able to push each other in Senate and House of Representative proceedings in order to work together and just for one purpose of the betterment of the state, although it actually didn't have ramifications that it does for you guys. It also taught me about how things work in the state legislature with the proceedings and how everything starts off and ends, and with the the order of how you do things. It also encouraged me to exhibit civic virtue in my life and to learn to play a role in my local government and the state government as well. I was also fortunate enough to attend Boys Nation, where I was able to do this on an even larger scale, a mock national government, if you will. And it was great. I met so many students who were just all about public service, many who wanted to be in the service academies, 10 service academies, ROTC, things like that, and also have careers in public service, as many of you do. So I just want to thank you for everything you do, and thank you for having me today.
Well, thank you. Thank you both for being here. Thank you for your service, and we wish you the very best in your future endeavors. Congratulations.
You bet.
Senator Bebout.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, may I appear to the floor?
You may.
Members of the Senate, you should have a package that's on your desk from your Senate Appropriations and Joint Appropriations Committee. And it's a complete recap of all the information relative to the supplemental budget bill. And, Mr. President, there's a cover sheet. And what we don't know for sure is there's some outstanding bills out there, so we couldn't put a final number on it. In fact, it may not happen until some of the bills may go to the governor's office, and he's got 15 days before they actually become law, or he should veto them. So the final numbers will be maybe a month out, but this really gives you a good, quick snapshot of where we are and what we did and how we stand. So when you leave, hopefully today or tomorrow, whenever we get out of here, you can take it home and share with your constituency. Mr. President, what I'd like you to, I think that's fairly significant. If you'll go through your sheets and you'll see, back in the back, you'll see some charts, colored charts. And if you would grab those, I think the thing to me at least, is pretty significant. And if you look at a chart, it's called Appropriations through 13-14 from General Fund and Revenues as of February 26th. And, Mr. President, you'll see what we call general government, and you can see the growth that's occurred all for the last decade, and then you can see that it's actually going down. And, Mr. President, that's because of the hard work of the Senate, started with the governor, all the standing committees, to come with the $62 million worth of budget reductions in our general government expenditures. Of course, you'll see that the overall and extras have gone up, and that's because of the revenue stream we had and the commitment made by the legislature to take care of very important one-time projects. You all know where they are. They're cities, towns, and counties, Gillette Madison, the College of Engineering, landfills, other things like that, and that's why you see the extras being spent, but that's one-time money, as I call it. But general government appropriations have gone down. And Mr. President, there's a lot there to try to digest. I wanted just to bring it to the attention of the body and let them know that we've got that out there for them. And if you'd like, Mr. President, later I can answer some questions. You also have the goldenrod. Did you all get the goldenrod? I think it's been, Mr. President, maybe I'll let them look at that and I'll bring that back up. But Mr. President, there's something a lot more important than all of this right now, and it's something that was on my desk when I got here this morning. and I'm thinking there's a reason why it was on my desk. I've got all kinds of thoughts about that. I'm sure a lot of you have comments. But what I was thinking about, Mr. President, is we've had a lot of debate about a lot of different issues this time, and so this is a piggy bank, which means that you should put money into it, and it's pretty hard to get it out. That sound familiar? But there is a little thing at the bottom that you can remove. And, Mr. President, what I was thinking about this morning, and we've had some wonderful debate on some wonderful bills, and, of course, on second reading and third reading, you're limited to so many minutes. And so what I thought is, kind of a process. And by the way, Mr. President, if you want to appoint a special committee to decide this further, obviously you can do that. But if you only speak 2 minutes, you're legal. So you're not obligated to put any money in here. If you speak 3 minutes, that's a misdemeanor. And it's 25 cents for that extra minute. Now, if you go 4 minutes, that's 75 cents, and I call that a high misdemeanor. Now, if you get to 5 minutes, it's $1 per minute. And, of course, I call that a felony. But if you get reminded by the president, that's really bad. And Senator Hicks is already coming up to pay in advance. I like that.
Pay as you go. Mr. Vice President, I just want to pay for the majority floor leader right now.
You don't have enough quarters, Senator Hicks.
I came to help, Mr. Vice President, there. For Phil.
Well, actually, when you get reminded, as the majority floor leader has been reminded, I think I counted 6 times by you, then what you get, Mr. Majority Floor Leader, is a personal Christmas card from Tony. And he's going to tell you some things that only you and he will know about. And so with that, Mr. President, unless you want to appoint a special conference committee to go over this very, very well thought out fee schedule. And by the way, it started in the Senate, even though it probably should have started in the House. I think that my tall colleague from Natrona County that always thinks it should start in the House, maybe he'll waive his objections to this starting in the Senate. And I will have this available. And, Mr. President, maybe we could put this in your office since you're the keeper of everything during the interim.
Yes, we're going to keep that, Mr. Vice President. And we're going to use it.
And for the majority floor leader, and let's see,
Senator Meyer.
A lot. Senator Meyer. Let's see who else. Senator Rothfuss. You know, you're putting money in it for the majority floor leader. Maybe you ought to put some in for yourself. Senator Scott. You know, for you, we have a special thing called constitutionality.
I think your fee schedule is too high, though.
For all of you that couldn't see what he put in a penny. Anyway, Mr. President, that's a report from your Senate Appropriations Committee. And thank whoever, Ogden, Senator Driscoll, if you had something to do with this.
Well, Mr. Vice President, I am personally appointing the Sergeant of Arms, Larry Altman, to personally make sure that remains in my office. We'll certainly need it in the budget session. And I'm going to appoint a special committee, that being you and Senator DeCoe, to keep track as we move forward into the budget session. Without objection, it is so ordered. We have a couple of little other things to do. Is Bell Heinrich? Bell, we have this bouquet for you to thank you for all your hard work and keeping us well fed. My secretary said the other day, as she saw me in the chair, she said, "You got to go on a diet." you too, you. But Bell, we appreciate everything and your hard work. You've done a great job, and thanks for your service to the Senate.
Thank you.
One more?
Thank you so much.
All right. And Casey McKee, if you'd come forward. Casey, we have a little resolution here for you in recognition of your service to the Wyoming Senate. It has been signed by all the senators for you to commemorate your time with us. We appreciate so much your efforts, and we appreciate your leadership that you will show in the future. The resolution says, now there, Now, therefore, be it resolved by the undersigned members of the Senate of the Legislature of the State of Wyoming, 1, Section 1, that Casey has served the Senate of the State of Wyoming with dignity and respect. Section 2, that Casey's dedication will serve him well in his future endeavors. And therefore, with great appreciation, we recognize Casey McKee for his outstanding dedication and support to the State of Wyoming on this 27th day of February, 2013.
Well, thank you so much. It's been my pleasure.
Well, thank you guys. I guess when I first came here, you know, my time here, while I was here, I got so caught up in the proceedings and the debate that I forgot I was actually doing a job. And so I found it very interesting, and I thank you guys so much for allowing me to serve you. So, and thank you for your service. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, we have, I think, one Joint Conference Committee report. Senator Scott, are you ready on message or Joint Conference Committee report in reference to Senate File 60, Medicaid reform?
Yes.
Reading clerk will read in the Joint Conference Committee report.
Joint Conference Committee report, Senate File 60, Medicaid reform, reference House message number 455. Signing for the House, Representative Harvey, Davidson, and Larson. Signing for the Senate, Senator Scott, Anderson, J.L., and Kraft.
Senator Scott.
Mr. President, I move adoption of this Joint Conference Committee report on Senate File 60, Medicaid reform. And, Mr. President, I urge the Senate to adopt the Joint Conference report. Mr. President, while the Senate was doing our lengthy debates and other business yesterday, the House members went to work amongst themselves. As the Senate may recall, we had objected to one specific amendment that was lengthy and vague, and frankly, I thought left us open to obstruction by litigation. The House said, well, let's remove that and replace it by the language you see here, which accomplishes what the maker of the amendment really wanted to get done. So it's, I think, a reasonable compromise, Mr. President, within the differences, and frankly, makes the final product better than what passed either House. They're wanting a plan for needs of individual clients in the DD area. And I think what's particularly important is that the plan will recognize that the client's needs will and circumstances will change over time, and that is an important recognition. So, Mr. President, they handed us a draft report to sign, and your Senate conferees know a good deal when we see one, and we took it, and I think the final product is excellent, better than what we started with, Mr. President, and I would urge the Senate to adopt it. And I know we're not supposed to indulge in personalities, Mr. President, but I would be really very complimentary of the House conferees for the good work they did in this particular one.
Any discussion? The motion is that the Senate do adopt Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 in reference to Senate File 60. You've been asked to vote aye, and the Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson, District 2?
Aye.
Anderson, District 28?
Barnard,
aye. Bebout,
aye.
Burns,
aye.
Case,
no.
Christensen,
aye.
Coe,
aye.
Cooper,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Dockstader,
aye.
Driscoll,
aye.
Emmerich,
aye.
Esquibel,
aye.
Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hicks,
aye.
Hines,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins, Peterson,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Bonflatron,
aye.
President Ross.
Aye.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote. Close.
By your vote, you have adopted the Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 in reference to Senate File 60. Signing of enrolled acts. Senate Enrolled Act 73 being the original Senate File 55.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 73 being original Senate File 55, an act relating to a statewide energy and natural resource education initiative.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 75 being original Senate File 66. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act 74, the original Senate File 56. Got these all screwed up.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 74 being original Senate File 56, an act relating to adult protective services.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 74 being original Senate File 56. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act 73 being original Senate File 55.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 73 being original Senate File 55, an act relating to statewide energy and natural resource education initiative.
About to sign Senate Enrolled Act 73 being original Senate File 55. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act 76 being original Senate File 149.
Senate Enrolled Act 76 being original Senate File 149, an act relating to game and fish.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 76 being original Senate File 149. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act 77 being original Senate File 61.
Senate Enrolled Act 77 being original Senate File 61, an act relating to revisions of inadvertent errors.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 77 being original Senate File 61. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act 78 being original Senate File 136.
Senate Enrolled Act 78 being original Senate File 136, an act relating to oil and gas.
About to sign Senate Enrolled Act 78 being original Senate File 136. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act 79 being original Senate File 153.
Senate Enrolled Act 79 being original Senate File 153, an act relating to unemployment insurance.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 79, being original Senate File 153. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act 80, being original Senate File 160.
Senate Enrolled Act 80, being original Senate File 160, an act relating to pesticides.
About to sign Senate Enrolled Act 80, original Senate File 160. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 104, being original House Bill 55.
House Enrolled Act Number 104, being original House Bill 55, an act relating to environmental quality.
About to sign House Enrolled Act 104, being original House Bill 55. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 105, being original House Bill 156.
House Enrolled Act number 105, being original House Bill 156, and act relating to inspection of brands.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 105, being original House Bill 156. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 106, being original House Bill 187.
House Enrolled Act number 106, being original House Bill 187, and act relating to campaign finance reporting.
About to sign House Enrolled Act 106, being original House Bill 187. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 107, being original House Bill 237.
House Enrolled Act number 107, being original House Bill 237, an act relating to unemployment insurance.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 107, being original House Bill 237. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 108, being original House Bill 6.
House Enrolled Act number 108, being original House Bill 6, an act relating to solid waste disposal districts.
About to sign House Enrolled Act 108, being original House Bill 6. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 109, being original House Bill 7.
House Enrolled Act number 109, being original House Bill 7, and act relating to public health and safety.
About to sign House Enrolled Act 109, being original House Bill 7. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 110, being original House Bill 36.
House Enrolled Act number 110, being original House Bill 36, an act relating to offenses against property.
About to sign House Enrolled Act 110, being original House Bill 36. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 111, being original House Bill 42.
House Enrolled Act number 111, being original House Bill 42, an act relating to land use planning.
About to sign House Enrolled Act 111, being original House Bill 42. I have so signed. And House Enrolled Act 112, original House Bill 119.
House Enrolled Act number 112, being original House Bill 119, and act relating to the Department of Family Services.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 112, being original House Bill 119. I have so signed. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that the Senate stand at ease till the sound of the gavel.
Okay.
The Senate Appropriations Committee that are Republicans as well as the other Republicans will meet up in caucus. we'll meet up in caucus, and then we'll come back after the caucus and come back to work. No, I said the Senate Appropriations Committees that are members of the Republican Party. You can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Okay. Senate will stand at ease until the sound of the gavel. Republicans will caucus up in the normal caucus room. I assume that I don't know if the Democrats are caucusing or not.
Oh, we will. Mr. President, the Democrats will caucus in the minority room upstairs. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Then when you read it, you read 55, which was wrong.
Right, yeah.
But I had to look at the receipt book because I didn't know which one.
Yeah.
It's an easy mistake to make.
Well, the staff's going to go caucus at Uncle Charlie's.
Put me down for that.
Hey, Marty. The staff's going to go caucus at Uncle Charlie's.